if you have a second growth of hay or clover or something like that, after you've mown the first growth, and another growth comes back, what do you call that?
Hay, did you say?
Yes, ma'am. Anything like that.
Growing. Oh, well, you'd say like Irish potatoes or something on that, where you'd say it's the second growth.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm not sure about hay. I never heard of it. Coming up, I'm not very familiar with field products, but some things do, you know, have a second growth.
Yes, ma'am. Now, what do you call bread that's made out of cornmeal?
Cornbread.
Yes, and what other things are made out of cornmeal?
Well, cornbread.
Other cornmeal.
Muffins or egg cornbread. Yes. It's usually cornbread or muffins.
Well, there's something you fry in deep fat.
Oh, yeah, hush puppies.
Yes, and there's something you boil with greens. You might.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you make them little balls. I don't know whether we ever had a name for that, but I remember I used to drop them, just little balls of cornbread down in your turnip greens.
So how they made?
You make them come in a little, take just cornbread, make them in a little ball. Seems like we call them cornbread dumplings. I'm not sure. It's been so long, I just don't remember.
What do you call cornbread that's cooked in the ashes of a fire?
In the ashes?
Yes, ma'am.
I didn't know you could cook it in the ashes.
Well, have you ever heard of ash bread or anything like that?
I've heard of pone. Now, that pone is an old name for cornbread because my grandmother cooked it in pones, a pone. She called it a pone of bread.
Oh, yes, ma'am. What was a pone then?
Hmm?
Was that an amount? What was a pone?
Well, it could be made into any size you wanted, but she'd usually say as much as she wanted for me, or she'd make it in little, kind of about that size.
So,
you know,
taking your two hands.
Uh-huh.
That's
what you call a pone, and she'd shape it into a pone and then bake it inside the stove.
So that's about 3/4 of a cup, you think, of cornbread?
It would take at least, it'd take 2 cups, I think, to make a pone, or what
one.
She made. Cup and a half at
so
least.
When it came out, it sort of opened.
Kind of mounded up in a little longer and not quite so wide, you know.
Yes, ma'am. So that would be, what, about 3 inches wide and 5 inches long, maybe?
Yeah, something like that.
Yes, ma'am. What do you call soft cornbread that you serve in a bowl with a spoon?
Now, beg your pardon, the name called what?
If you made some soft cornbread that you would serve in a bowl with a spoon, what would you call that?
Well, there's a spoon bread that you dip out with a spoon.
Yes, ma'am. And what do you call the kind of bread you make in loaves made with white flour? There's a kind of bread that you make with white flour.
Oh, well, that's light bread.
Yes, ma'am. And what do you call a round, flat pastry that's about this big and has a hole in the middle and it's made with baking powder?
Sweet. Donuts are made that way and have a hole in the middle. That's usually a cake-like made and fried.
And they're made with baking powder?